it's just to start with some sitting practice, and maybe just about 10 minutes. And because the work that I'm used to doing is very much based on an embodied experience of our mind, whatever that might mean to you. And I think mindfulness-based practice, if we just dip back into it, which most of you are familiar with and have practice, is really an embodied practice. It's not a practice of thought. It's a practice of embodied mind. And so during the day, I think we're going to be dropping into some of these practices throughout the day to try and, as best we can, bring ourselves into our present moment, yes? The present moment that is me, yes? In this present moment. And with so many people, that's challenging because of physical space. Already people, I think, have had to contract in a little bit in order just to sit in a chair with people either side of you or sometimes behind you, in front of you. It's like you've already been constricted. And so later, after a meditation, let's see what we can do to open, give us more space. May not be possible, but maybe we can do that. So the practice that I'm just going to give you a little brief instruction, and for those of you that are seasoned meditators, great, but try and see if what I'm saying you can perhaps consider as an orienting field before we start into the content and the exploration and the inquiry into the liminal qualities of mind. And I'll unpack that and you can contribute, because it feels as if it'd be wonderful if there was so much that you had to say about this that I didn't have to contribute at all. And sometimes it feels as if we put a plug in talking about the liminal, or what I will open up as the liminal. And sometimes when you take the plug out, it opens up a lot of personal experience that may have just been bottled up and not valued for what it might be or what it might offer us. Qualities of mind, qualities of relational experience, that when we are located in a particular time context, particular role context, particular conceptual context, we are constricted. Yeah? So I'll talk a little bit more about that. But sometimes when you open, it's like a genie, yes? A genie comes out of the bottle. And the genie doesn't look and feel like we're used to sometimes. But we mustn't be frightened of the genie. The genie is magic. The genie is... Well, you can decide on what the genie is if you let your genie out the bottom. Yes. So we'll sit for a wee while, and I'll just take you through very simple embodiment practice, which of course sits on awareness practice, mindfulness practice. And many of you have done a lot of some of the body scanning and sweeping and scanning through the body as part of your mindfulness-based meditation. And this is just a little, same territory, but just a little different perspective. So however you're sitting, see if you can get your feet on the ground. Those on the floor, fantastic, bottom on the ground. If you've got shoes on, you might consider taking them off. You don't have to. But you might want to just loosen up the constriction. Don't know if you know the tale that the Buddha said about people that were frightened of dying. Apparently, I don't know, it wasn't there, but apparently, he said, if you remembered your birth, you wouldn't be frightened of dying. And it's like taking off some tight, worn shoes. So maybe here. A little, small liberation on the feet sometimes now. So, in whatever way you're comfortable sitting, just allowing a time of settling. Some sort of sense of experience of contact where the body meets the ground, the chair. To what extent you can, allowing that to be an experience as opposed to a concept. In whatever way you're sitting, if the body allows it, more or less upright, but certainly not rigid. Imagined or real, the experience of a kind of a potency that rises from the ground through the body and slowly through the body and eventually through the skull and the top of the skull and out and up and beyond. So it doesn't necessarily follow any of the structures in the body. It's more like a column of potency which somehow seems to help us, this physical body, orient to the ground and orient to the space above and beyond. Relationship to the earth, the ground, as an experience, more or less upright, allowing imagined or real a sense of that column or potency that rises from the earth, through the body, and out through the top of the head. And then whatever your breath is doing, just perhaps gently floating and sinking your awareness until it kind of rests in the breathing. As we sit, always there will be objects coming into our awareness, you know, thinking, judging, feeling, difficult emotional experience, difficult sensations, interesting stuff, exciting pieces. The whole world comes in as we sit. And there's no reason to keep it out. Give it space as it comes and goes, but returning to the breath and contact and more or less a sense of uprightness, verticality. And this coming back to the breath, just in, it does many things, but one of the things it does is helps us not get all hooked into a particular story or plan or aim or conflict or everything. It's all of that's going to come and go. The breath continues until it stops. So, very simple, related to the ground, vertical, breathing, letting everything come and go. Seeing when it's time for you to return to the breathing as an experience. And my final encouragement is keep the expectations of yourself very modest. Very modest. And so what now I'll come into silence and you can sit together.